Thank you so very much for tuning in to the SGT Report podcast. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. For years now, people have been setting up a little contest between crypto and gold, but that's like comparing a truck with an SUV. Both carry stuff and travel from A to B, but they do different jobs. Gold's job is to keep the value of your money safe and preserve its value. And since the events in Ukraine and the oil and inflation crisis, gold has done a brilliant job compared to stocks and other investments. So if you're worried about what's going on right now, and who isn't, just talk to an expert at Noble Gold about precious metals IRAs for your retirement. They'll get you straightened out on your options and hold your hand through the entire process. And this month, for any qualified IRA, you'll get an incredible 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin completely free as a thank you. Call 877-646-5347 right now to find out more, or visit noblegoldinvestments.com.
The third line down, it says recumbent firefly luciferous his protein. And now when I saw it, I thought it was really odd because I know his tones and his proteins, but that's usually all one word. And so I thought it was odd they separated it in cap, and I just thought that was weird that it's referring to luciferous as his protein.
It's also interesting that the name of this document is luciferase_goat.
Yeah.
I just think that's interesting from sort of a satanic Baphomet perspective.
Baphomet, exactly. Yeah, and there's another screenshot. I think the next one down will show that they referred to the host as a goat.
Hey guys, Sean from SGT Report here. That was Melissa McAtee. She worked at a Pfizer manufacturing plant for close to a decade, and she blew the whistle on that company. Melissa has dropped new documents on her website as we continue to expose the crimes Pfizer is committing against humanity. Thanks so much for tuning in. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. Did you know you can earn hundreds of thousands of dollars investing in crypto? And did you know that if you do it right, you don't have to pay cap gains tax on it? Open a Roth crypto IRA with My Digital Money now to take advantage of it. You will pay based on your contribution and nothing on your capital gains. If Ethereum or Chainlink doubles or Bitcoin surges to a new high, you could easily be doubling your investments. My Digital Money's US-based phone support is always ready to answer your questions. And you know what's better? They will give you a free $50 in credit if you fund your My Digital Money crypto IRA account with at least $1,000. And when you're ready for retirement, no capital gains tax. Go to mydigitalmoney.com now. Mydigitalmoney.com. Hey, friends, thank you so very much for tuning in. It's Sean from sgtreport.com and sgtreport.tv. Friends, I want you to open your hearts, open your minds, sit back and listen to this very important interview with Pfizer whistleblower Melissa McAtee. I'm very happy to bring Melissa back on again as she is dropping new information on her website, disciplesdigest.com. Melissa, welcome back.
Hi, thank you so much for having me back. I'm really happy to be back on.
Well, it's fantastic to have you back. And what I want to do right now is I want to share your website so people can go there and other truth tellers, truth journalists can reach out to you to get you back on to share this important information. You, of course, sacrificed your career at Pfizer to tell the truth to the American people about what was going on in that manufacturing plant that you worked at and about this diabolical mRNA biological bioweapon. That's what I like to call it. Helping you build faith by biblical understanding. Guys, Melissa is a Christian and a truth teller. And let me tell you, she's taking the slings and arrows for daring to speak the truth too. And she just shared with me that she really could use our help, friends. Here's her give, send, go. She just shared with me that in addition to her losing her job at Pfizer, of course, her husband was just laid off. Melissa, I'm very, very sorry to hear that. It seems that now that the stock market is crashing, the economy is slowing, they're going to come after Christians one way or the other. So, of course, it would stand to reason that your husband just got laid off. I'm sorry about that.
Well, it's the Lord's will, whatever it is. I don't know what he's doing, but I'm trusting him on it. So,
all right. Well, I'm going to leave the link to your website below and the give, send, go. I have a very generous, supportive audience. And yes, many of us are going through the slings and arrows. By the way, the BitChute counts are plummeting. I don't know what's going on at BitChute. I'm trying to get Ray on, the founder of BitChute, to talk about his wonderful platform, which I think is under attack somehow. Have you noticed that, Melissa? It seems like the truth is getting more and more difficult to get out. And of course, I was kicked off of YouTube, so I don't get to have that platform, nor do I get to have a Twitter account or Patreon or Vimeo. But in addition to that, it seems like it's getting more difficult to get truth out. What do you think?
I could agree. I don't use BitChute as much, although one of the biblical teachers I follow is only on BitChute. And I will say that I've noticed some bugs in the last probably 2 months on there to make it a little bit more frustrating to use. So I will say I haven't been on it as much recently.
I know that Ray, the founder of BitChute, is consistently under attack, coordinated attacks against that site. So of course I'm on Rumble and Odyssey, but you'll notice that the hardcore truth tellers, they don't get to be on Twitter or YouTube. And here's why. Let's do a screen share. I got to show you guys this. These people truly are panicking. And what are they panicking over? Free speech. I'm going to play this clip from CNN's Reliable Sources. That's the name of the show, if you can believe that. And the clip features David Zurawiec. Well, who is David Zurawiec? Let's take a look at his Wikipedia page. Zurawiec was born to a Jewish family. Imagine that. And his notable works, the book, The Jews of Prime Time. I have to tell you, many of these people who don't want us to have free speech happen to be Jewish. And here's what David has to say about Elon Musk, Twitter, and free speech.
There's a bigger problem here about how we are going to control the channels of communication in this country. In 1927, we had the Radio Act. 1934, the Communications Act. Congress stepped in. We made rules. FCC wasn't great, but it's still regulating the broadcast industry. You can't use vulgar language. You can't do all these things with speech. We gave over our what amounts to our airwaves or our internet waves to Mark Zuckerberg and Elon Musk.
I'm going to pause it right there. Melissa, you'll note, too, that Biden and the DHS have just introduced this new disinformation governance board. So the criminal government is also petrified of free speech. Before I continue playing this, do you have any comment?
I do. I want to say that there's a lot of people masquerading as Jews, I think, to give the Jews a bad name. Because Revelation says those that are Jews call themselves Jews, but are not. And so I think that we can tell by their fruit, because people of God who love God don't want to censor people for telling the truth. They love the truth, right? Because if you don't love the truth and the truth is not in you, then you're not of God. So,
yeah. And let me just say, I have some Jewish friends. These are good people. These are people that love God, love humanity, and love free speech. One of them is my buddy, Rafi Faber from Arcadia Economics. The other one is Dr. Zev Zelenko. And he calls these people out specifically. These are the children of Satan, not necessarily this guy. I don't know this guy, David Zurawiec, but I'm talking about Rothschilds, Rockefellers, people that hijacked the Jewish religion and use it to run cover so that we can never criticize them.
100% agree with you. Yes.
All right. Let's go back to this Jewish man explaining why he's so petrified of Twitter being a platform for free speech.
And we are in so much trouble because those guys believe in making money. We've already seen that with the 2016 election in Zuckerberg, when he was taking rubles for ads from Russia and say, oh, I think it's crazy to think they had any influence on this election. Musk is the same. Musk doesn't want it. You know, he's upset with the SEC, tried to, how dare they question him? You know what I'm saying? This is dangerous. We can't think anymore in this country. We don't have people. No, I'm serious. We don't have people in Congress who can make regulations that can make it work. I think we can look to the Western countries in Europe for how they are trying to limit it. But you need controls on this. You need regulation. You cannot let these guys control discourse in this country, or we are headed to hell. We are there. Trump opened the gates of hell, and now they're chasing us down.
So the name of that show is Reliable Sources. The reason they need regulation and controls, which is what he's asking for there, on free speech and on these platforms like YouTube and Twitter and Vimeo and essentially Google, they game the results in every search. The reason they need those regulations, Melissa, is because they are losing the battle in the town square for truth and real news. What's the best example of that? CNN Plus or whatever their stupid little platform is that they tried to launch recently, a pay service that collapsed in 30 days. They spent a couple $100 million on it. It collapsed in 30 days because they only got 10,000 people to sign up. So we're winning, Melissa. And so what do? They cheat.
That's all they know how to do.
All right, guys. So Melissa is the Pfizer whistleblower. Briefly, just explain to people what you did. What was your job at Pfizer? Remind people.
I was a manufacturing quality auditor. I was in charge of giving rooms approval for starting up, for running their product, for packaging. I was in charge of verifying paperwork within the lines. But our main title, our main thing that we do is we would audit the product, meaning that we would go into certain lines, take so many units of product and inspect them every day, sometimes a couple hundred, sometimes thousands of units a day. And I noticed that this vaccine glowed. The first day that I saw it, I raised attention to it to my superiors, to other people. Some people cared, some people didn't. Nobody higher up really cared. And then one day in August, I decided to search the database with some words that I had, code words, I suppose you could say, that I'd learned from a interview I saw on Flyover Conservatives, and I stumbled across some emails and some disturbing documents. I saved probably 150 images. Some of them aren't really anything, but I think a good chunk of them are. I reached out to every media source I could think of, but I didn't know who Project Veritas was. I actually had some friends send me their email link. I emailed them not knowing who they were. I got a response within 5 minutes. And within a week and a half, I was flying up to New York to do the interview to reveal the emails that I found.
Yeah. And I think that was very, very courageous. Now, in your view, has it paid off? Or do you regret going public because now you no longer have that good paying job with Pfizer? By the way, as a Christian, how could you, right? You did the right thing. You know you did the right thing. But has this paid off or has it backfired? Because I know you're kind of struggling right now and your husband just got laid off.
To me, it's always worth it to tell the truth, especially when the Lord's glorified, because I did not find those things on my own. It was definitely him guiding me. I see his hand in all of it now. I think the only regret I have is not going back before whistleblowing and getting more evidence, because I learned so much more after finding what I found, to where I wish I could have gone and gotten more video proof, gotten more evidence of other people confirming the claims I make, things like that. That's probably my only regret. I wish I got more condemning evidence against Pfizer.
Well, there's so much tangible, quantifiable, condemning evidence of Pfizer's crimes, but the mainstream horror media, like that show, CNN's Reliable Sources, they cover it all up. They won't tell the truth about what's being documented at the VAERS reporting database, which now, I don't know, do you know what the current tally is? I think it's over 26,000 dead people in this country alone.
No, actually, I don't keep up because honestly, I don't expect honest numbers. When I found some documents, one of the pages I've shared on my website, it has the VAERS report. It's in the Pfizer document. It's not the VAERS system, but it's the report of VAERS in a Pfizer document. And within 7 days, they had the highest vaccine adverse reactions of any vaccine ever in history, just within 7 days. So,
yeah. Well, meanwhile, my wife and probably people you know and people the listeners know keep hearing anecdotal stories about, oh, my best friend's wife's brother just dropped dead of a heart attack. He was 50. Now, we see all measure of these heart-related issues happening all over the world. Soccer players dropping dead on the field, basketball players and referees falling down, keeling over during games, and many of these people dying, right, making front page news. But the mainstream horror media will never, ever correlate it with the death shot, the bioweapon.
Nope, just like they wouldn't associate any of the regular deaths with anything but COVID. It's like it's the opposite. Every death was because of COVID, but every heart attack's not from the vaccine. So right. That's how they correlate that.
And I know you've released some new documents on your website, and I want to talk about that in a second. First, let's just do a news roundup as it pertains to the mainstream horror media and Google. If you type in Pfizer and click the news tab, here's what comes up. Pfizer falls as COVID pill fails in preventive therapy trial. Oh, what a shocker. Pfizer shareholders will receive a bigger dividend than last year. Oh, goody. You can profit from the bioweapon. Pfizer COVID pill fails in preventive therapy trial. Well, of course it's going to fail Melissa, what people need to understand, and the sheeple people don't, they just don't, they won't do cursory research, is this quote unquote vaccine, this mRNA gene therapy masquerading as a vaccine, it doesn't prevent COVID either. And what we're finding out is it destroys your immune system and gives you AIDS. So there's your bonus. There's your dividend. Go get the shot, get AIDS.
One of the documents I released, actually, I am not a scientist by any means. I just know what certain words mean, and I saved certain documents. There is a document that talks about the influenza vaccine and calls it luciferous encoding HIV enzymes or something like that. And I was like, what? And so I saved that document. I still haven't gotten back from any of the doctors or scientists I've sent that to. So I'm hoping that my website will get some traffic and people can read these and see these, and maybe someone with the proper education can tell me what it means. But if it's right, if how I'm understanding it is right, they've been doing it, including in the influenza vaccines.
All right, wait, let's flush that out. So people that are running out to get their annual flu shot might also be getting this delicious gene therapy. They might also be getting the luciferase. They might also be getting the satanic concoction that's in the mRNA gene therapy shot. Is that what you're saying?
Very possible.
Well, we shouldn't be surprised. They're contaminating our food. They're contaminating our water. They're contaminating our air. It's all part of a silent weapons for quiet wars agenda to depopulate the planet. We'll do a screen share here, guys. This is Melissa's website. As I mentioned previously, you should go there. You folks in the truth community whose job it is to share real news, go here. And Melissa, when you reached out to me via email a couple of weeks ago and we got you scheduled, this is the tab you sent me. Why don't you take us through some of this? What are we looking at here?
So for example, in this one that you're on right now, it's a PowerPoint slide and it's about Pfizer mRNA Science Day. And if you notice the title really, and you can even see the confidential at the bottom there. So this is not a public thing. It says selective organ targeting, a strategy for effective tissue-specific mRNA delivery and CRISPR-Cas gene editing. So right there, you can tell that they're tied together. And this was done, the slide was made June 30th, 2021, and it was last edited on August 18th, 2021. So I thought that was interesting because it talks specifically about the gene editing and how they can select certain organs that they want to target.
Pfizer mRNA Science Day, June 30th, 2021, the name of the slide, Selective Organ Targeting, SORT, there's the acronym, capital S, capital O-R, capital T, Selective Organ Targeting, cute little acronym, SORT, a strategy for effective tissue-specific mRNA delivery and CRISPR-Cas gene editing. They are editing our DNA, right, Melissa?
Correct. There's stuff on here also, more scientific things that I don't, like I said, I like to think I understand all of it. Let's see, exit full screen. There's one I found that says...
If you want to do a screen share, I can let you do that. First,
it's a really rough draft. I just kind of took some screenshots of it. It talks about... we show that ZNP delivery of sgRNA enables permanent DNA editing with an indefinitely sustained 95% decrease in protein expression. So ZNP delivery of mRNA results in high protein expression at low doses in vitro. In vitro means in human, in vivo can mean in a petri dish or in a mouse or something like that. There's also a document in there that talks about that when they injected the test vaccine into some mice with luciferase in it. Luciferase is normally used to detect the movement of the solution to see where it concentrates in the body. And it concentrated in the liver, lungs, spleen, and kidneys. So they knew this.
I think that there's evidence that it also targets the testes in boys and men and the ovaries in girls and women.
Yes. And you can also see that I have a screenshot on, or not a screenshot, one of the documents in there also shows the rat study, the mice study. It's towards the bottom and you can actually see that it shows the mice and you can see where it glows and it talks about being in the ovaries and testes. And then it says they killed the mice and it seemed that there was no effect on reproduction is what it says.
Oh my God. All right. COVID-19 vaccine safety update. Reactogenicity reported to V safe. I don't even know what this means. Help us understand. What do you make of this?
I have no idea what that black means there, but it does tell you in the left column, local and systemic reactions day 0 through 7. So in 7 days, this is how much dose one, dose two, and then Moderna. And then it shows all of the vaccines. Look how high and ridiculous that is.
Well,
for
I think
7 days.
I think what they're trying to communicate here, and it's just junk science, is that, first of all, I think all vaccines are horrible. I wish that I had known then what I know now about vaccines before we had children. But they're trying to hide behind this junk science that, oh, all vaccines, 70% of all vaccines cause pain, but Pfizer-BioNTech dose one only caused 67.7% pain. I mean, it's just junk science, right? Because and look at the BioNTech dose two, though. These numbers are actually higher. So 74% pain, 50% fit. These are much higher. So if you really want to get whacked, if you really want to do away with your immune system, if you really are looking forward to death, go get dose two from Pfizer BioNTech. I think that's the way I interpret the data.
Yeah. To me, it shows that. Yeah, I agree with you. On this one, it's another PowerPoint. It's mRNA Science Day. And it says learnings on key drivers of light speed for COVID-19 vaccine. And something that bothered me about this particular slide is if you look at the top left one and the top right one, it says collaborators with similar culture and complementary capabilities. And then on the right, one team mindset and commitment. That doesn't sound very scientific to me.
Yeah, it doesn't sound very sciencey at all, does it? And it reminds me of those terrible spots that have been playing in the state in which I live, which are sponsored by the State Department of Health in collaboration, I believe, with Pfizer and Big Pharma and the CDC, which is telling people, feel free to rethink your decision if you decided not to get vaccinated. It's not too late. Run out and get the jab. It's free. It's nutritious. It's delicious. You're going to love it. And it's all about one team mindset and commitment to what they're describing here as light speed delivery and uptake for COVID-19 vaccine. Here's the funny part, Melissa. Biden's new DHS Disinfo Governance Board says that this conversation we're having is disinformation. They don't even want us having these conversations.
No, they don't. They don't want us pointing it out. One thing I can say after working at Pfizer, they care a lot more about getting the product out, at least towards the end there. For a while, I didn't notice anything sinister ever, but in the last 2 years I was there, they cared more about getting stuff out than they did the safety and quality. So,
all right, this is an incredible slide. Now, honest to God, we know that the VAERS reporting database includes extremely serious injuries and death. Injuries like myocarditis, pericarditis, brain inflammation, liver disease, cancers are exploding. And what do they show here as they actually have the audacity to mention VAERS? So they know VAERS exists, guys. Pfizer knows what's happening on the VAERS reporting database, all associated with this death shot. But what do they cite here? Oh, headache, fatigue, dizziness, chills, nausea. It's unbelievable. They ignore all the death and all of the major injuries. Melissa.
Exactly. Yes, they do. And I think they do that on purpose. Obviously, they don't want to show that. But this to me, when I saw this, they knew how high it was already. And they still didn't do anything to stop it or put out a warning or anything. They just kept rolling it out because to them, it's just collateral damage for the greater good, right? If someone dies from getting the vaccine, well, oh, that was just one. Think of how many lives we're saving. That's their logic.
Unbelievable. Well, and let me show people this. Melissa, not only do they know about the VAERS reporting database, they knew that some of the side effects of the COVID-19 vaccines were all of these horrific ailments. Guillain-Barré. Some of the stuff I can't even pronounce, Melissa.
Yeah, if you can't pronounce it, it's not a real side effect, right? That's kind of how the sheeple are seeing it. Like, I can't even pronounce that. That's probably not even a real thing.
But look at this one, autoimmune disease. So, and now we know, yes, it shuts down your immune system and gives you AIDS. So they knew about the pregnancy and birth outcomes being negative. They knew about deaths. The FDA and Pfizer knew about all of this. And yet, what did they share on Science Day in this slide? Headaches, fatigue, dizziness, nausea, chills. Unbelievable. What else do we have as we scroll down here?
If you go down this one, I noticed that it had this one was talking about T cells, which I had heard a lot about around the time that I found these and how T cells were important. They were claiming something about T cells wasn't true. So I just saved as much as I could about T cells and the cynomolgus monkeys. I don't know how to say that word. Some of this is so scientific. I don't really know what it means. I just knew it had keywords that were a hot topic at the time when I found them.
Oh, here we go. I see it. Yeah. Monocytes in cynomolgus monkeys.
And it shows was biologically active and capable of modulating T cell biology in vivo.
Friends, thank you so very much for tuning in to the SGT Report podcast. This is a perfect time for a quick break. For years now, people have been setting up a little contest between crypto and gold, but that's like comparing a truck with an SUV. Both carry stuff and travel from A to B, but they do different jobs. Gold's job is to keep the value of your money safe and preserve its value. And since the events in Ukraine and the oil and inflation crisis, gold has done a brilliant job compared to stocks and other investments. So if you're worried about what's going on right now, and who isn't, just talk to an expert at Noble Gold about precious metals IRAs for your retirement. They'll get you straightened out on your options and hold your hand through the entire process. And this month, for any qualified IRA, you'll get an incredible 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin completely free as a thank you. Call 877-646-5347 right now to find out more, or visit noblegoldinvestments.com. By the way, isn't one of the mainstream media talking points, isn't the mainstream media claiming that it does not alter your DNA? They're calling that misinformation and disinformation. When we
what bugs me is we know it at least, I personally know it, I 100% believe it edits your DNA, but they try to play on it by saying your genes, well, your genes are made up of DNA. So it just doesn't make sense. Something, the one you just passed, if you scroll up, someone who has more knowledge than I do told me that this was a receipt for Luciferus, an order confirmation thing of some kind. And the reason I thought it was odd was because if you look at products related to NB120, blah, blah, kind of in the middle there, the third line down, it says recumbent firefly Luciferus, his protein. And now when I saw it, I thought it was really odd because I know his tones and his proteins, but that's usually all one word. And so I thought it was odd. They separated it and I just thought that was weird that it's referring to Luciferus as his protein.
It's also interesting that the name of this document is Luciferase_goat.
Yeah.
And I just think that's interesting from sort of a satanic Baphomet perspective.
Baphomet, exactly. Yeah. And there's another screenshot. I think the next one down will show that they referred to the host as a goat, species firefly. Some of this is just totally outside of my what I know, but it does talk about here that it says you must store the Luciferus at -20°C or below. And we all know that the vials have to be stored negative temperatures, which I thought was very interesting. This product is stable for several weeks at 4C. I don't know. There was just dilute only prior to immediate use, which is, again, an instruction for the vaccine. And Ranilla Luciferus, if I remember correctly, it glows blue versus green like a firefly. So here it talks about the sea pansy and the Ranilla. But again, I'm not 100% sure. That's just off my, my own research.
Yeah. And when you worked at the plant, you said you noticed vials were glowing. What color were they glowing? Do you recall?
Blue.
Okay. Well, here's what's interesting. I talked about this a lot at the very beginning, which is the fact that they were saying these things needed to be stored at this temperature. Nobody really understood why. I was asking the question, why? What's in it? Well, now we know it's the Luciferase. That's the component that needs to be, I guess, stored at that temperature. But here's the thing.
That or the parasites, because living organisms, if you freeze them, they'll stay alive, right?
Right.
So it could be both of those things, if not one or the other or both.
Well, here's the thing. At some point, the narrative switched and they stopped talking about that need for that type of refrigeration because nobody could do it. And I mean, nobody could do it. I listened to an interview with a doctor at Mayo Clinic early on who said, we don't have the technology at Mayo Clinic to safely store these things, to store the vaccines at these temperatures and deliver. So if the Mayo Clinic doesn't have that technology, how does CVS have it? How does How does Walmart have it? How does your local grocery store where they're just giving this thing away for free?
So how we would ship it out of the plant, and I saw this process firsthand, is the product gets stored in, we have refrigerators that go that low, and we put it in a refrigerator, or it goes directly to packaging. And when it's packaged, it goes in a very special, a special kind of like locked style tub. I don't really know how, it looks kind of like a big ice cooler, honestly. And it's stored with dry ice is how they ship it.
Right. But the question remains, if Mayo Clinic on the record says they don't have the technology at the Mayo Clinic to continue to store these things at those temperatures and then provide safe delivery for people who want the bioweapon, then how in the world does Target and Walmart, how does CVS, where else can people get these shots? I mean, I seem to walk into gas stations and they're giving this thing away. It's
oh yeah, definitely. One thing I thought was odd, literally the day before I found the documents, my father-in-law went to the hospital and he asked to be vaccinated, despite all of my warnings, asked to be vaccinated. And they told him they couldn't give him one in the hospital, but he could go to Walgreens and get one.
Well, that's just good science, Melissa. I mean, Walgreens is where the science lives, and the hospitals, really, that's just where you go to die when they give you remdesivir and vent you. So we just need to be clear about that.
Oh,
if you want,
speaking of remdesivir, a lot of people don't know this, surprisingly. I thought this was common knowledge, so I haven't really mentioned it in my other interviews, but Pfizer manufactures remdesivir.
Pfizer does.
Yes. And for some reason, everybody goes, no, that's Gilead. And I go, yeah, but we make it for them. They put the label on it. You know, they put their label on it, but it's us who make it. I actually have proof of that because originally, when we started auditing remdesivir, I thought it was the COVID vaccine because the code for it was COV3016. And then when I learned it was remdesivir and I learned, you know, that it wasn't the vaccine, I didn't know what it was for. Then somebody told me it was the treatment for people in the hospitals. Well, I took a picture of it because that one day I got asked to go down and inspect it when it was reconstituted, meaning that it gets served in a lyophilized cake, which is like a dehydrated powder form. And then you reconstitute it by adding sterile solution and letting it dissolve so that it's injectable again. And it glitters and it's a yellow greenish tint to it. And I actually have a picture of it. I've been looking for it so that I can post it because it's pretty old, obviously, in my photos. But yeah, Pfizer definitely manufactures that as well. And it's funky looking too. It doesn't glow, but it kind of glitters and it is a green yellow.
The remdesivir?
Yes.
Unbelievable. Well, look, I think that when you live in a sea of lies and really universal deceit is what we're up against, I look forward to the day when Albert Bourla is featured on the cover of Time magazine as Man of the Year, just essentially as Fauci has been, because, you know, again, Biden and the DHS, their new disinfo governance board, they love Fauci and they love Albert Bourla and they don't love the conversation we're having. So I would advise the American people to get your news from CNN's reliable sources and Time magazine. I think those are probably the two best sources, Melissa, if you love this system.
If you want to know what's not the truth, you can definitely listen to them because that's kind of what I go off of, is whatever they're pushing, I know is the opposite of what I should be listening to or looking at.
Right. All right, we'll go back to your website. Is there any other documents here that you really want to show people and convey? We can do this all day long. I love it. So
go ahead, keep scrolling here. Oh, here's the start of the one of the receipts for the Luciferous. Notice it says human 293T. Isn't that interesting? That's the same code number as the HEK293T cells, the immortal cell line. And it
those
also
are aborted babies right there. Immortal cell lines. Okay. These come
and
from aborted fetuses.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And it's connected with Luciferus here. You can see it in the same.
You really need to get Karen Kingston on to digest.
Oh, she's actually who I've been working with.
Okay.
She's seen all these. She's the one who told me what some of these are, but she doesn't know everything either, just like I don't.
Well, people should know immortal cell lines. If you have a religious conviction, if you have an exemption, if you are claiming an exemption against this bioweapon, if you're in the military and you're being shot down, the military says, no, we do not accept your religious exemption. This is what you need to show them. Immortal cell lines are in these quote unquote vaccines. The immortal cell lines are cell lines from aborted babies. period, that is your religious exemption. And I don't understand, Melissa, well, I do because we have a criminal government, but I don't literally understand how the military can continue to shoot down these religious exemptions. These poor military guys, men and women, are being drummed out of the military because they don't want the bioweapon. But the criminal Biden administration and the DOD says, you got to take it if you want to serve the New World Order.
Exactly. And there's something I'd like to point out to Christians is in the Bible in Revelation, Revelation 9:21, it says why God keeps sending the plagues. And it says, nor did they repent of their murders, their magic arts, their sexual immorality, or their thefts. Well, that word for magic arts is pharmakia, which we know is pharmacy, pharmaceuticals. Their murders, which to me, abortions, their sexual immorality, that could be two things. That could be the LGBTQ rights that are being forced down the kids' throats, or the Bible also likens sexual immorality to fornication, which is having idolatry, serving other gods, and then thefts. I'm wondering what the thefts are about. I'm wondering if it's land with Israel or something. I'm not really sure, but it says in the Bible, if you're a Bible believer, but you say abortion's okay, it says because his people do not repent is why he keeps sending the plagues. So.
Well, that resonates with me, Melissa. Let me just do a screen share here. You know, I just listened to a debate, essentially, between Adam Green on BitChute and E. Michael Jones. And Adam Green is trying to make the case that the entire story of Jesus Christ being the Son of God, having manifested himself in human form on this planet, is all a fable concocted by the Jews. He talks about how all of these stories in the Bible are fake. He says to be a Christian, you have to believe that Sodom and Gomorrah existed. You have to believe that Noah's Ark is real. Well, I just want to call attention to this, guys, this video I posted on thephaser.com. Must see Sodom and Gomorrah. You can go there today and still find sulfur balls, pure sulfur balls, pure sulfur on the planet is at this location where nothing grows and nothing has grown for centuries. And it does look like a civilization that was brought to an end by hellfire from the skies. So I just want to say that as it relates to God and our need to repent, Melissa. And, and here's the thing. I don't believe that a just God would continue to allow these demons to deliver these, what do you call them, plagues?
Yes, when he sends the plagues and the tribulation.
Right. But I don't think God is sending this to us. I think it is the free will of these evil people like Albert Bourla, like Michelle.
Well, he allows it. I guess you could look at it like that because he can also stop our plagues and stop all of those things. So it's like by our choices, he lets us suffer the consequences unless we turn and repent. And another thing, I don't know if you've heard about this. Did you know the Euphrates River is actually drying up for the first time in history? And that's in Revelation 16:12.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm. We've got a lot of stuff. There's also a blood moon on May 15th through the 16th, which is about the anniversary of Israel being established.
Well, the other thing, too, that I want to say as it relates to that debate, regardless of where you come down on it, of course, E. Michael Jones is very much a Christian and believes that the Bible is literal in many ways. But the fact of the matter is these people that are aligned against humanity, that are rolling out this anti-human agenda with the bioweapon and with the geoengineering and with the destruction of our ecosystems, these people do believe in a very dark force and worship a very dark force known as Lucifer. Many of the people at the highest echelons of power on planet Earth believe in child sacrifice, Moloch, essentially, and the father of lies, Lucifer. So whether or not you believe in the God of the Bible and the biblical stories, and whether or not Sodom and Gomorrah actually existed, they do believe in this stuff.
Exactly. It doesn't matter if we believe it, they do.
All right, let's go back to your website. Anything else you wanted to share here? I know you've got so much on here and we need some experts to get in here and start digging through this stuff.
Yes. If people who can understand a little bit more of the scientific, this not final proof stuff is where it talks about the HIV and some of that. And then these are all of my emails here that I screenshot. I think I tried to keep them in order. There's graphene oxide emails, and then there's also the fetal cell line emails. Unedited, so everybody can go see those. Whenever you see something highlighted, I didn't highlight that. It's the phrase I searched when the results came up. So these emails are the executives of Pfizer, along with their legal teams and people who are asking questions about how to answer questions coming from the public and other health professionals. And it's basically them saying to lie and to sweep things under the rug. Something here that's interesting, if you look at this, it's talking about the CRISPR-Cas. It's a revolutionary gene editing technology. If you go down to the bottom, it says the it's the third line up. It says that ZNP delivery of sgRNA enables permanent DNA editing. So, and then this is down here where it gets into this more complicated math science stuff. No idea what it says. I just know it talks about the buildup makeup of the vaccine.
We show that ZNP delivery of sgRNA enables permanent DNA editing. Permanent DNA editing. They're playing God, Melissa.
Yep.
Well, and you know what? Of course they're playing God. That's not conjecture. They literally want to be gods. And who is saying that? Yuval Noah Harari.
That's yeah. Right. Yeah, there you go.
Yep.
A blasphemous name for sure.
Yep. And not only has he rejected God, he says the stories of the Bible, Jesus being the Son of God, is a fable. It's fake news, he calls it. And he says the days of free will for human beings, those days are over because they're the gods now. And I think that's the chief scientific advisor to Klaus Schwab in the World Economic Forum.
And nobody voted for those people. That's what gets me the most. Like, those people aren't there by any want of the people. But those are some of the most important ones. There's some on there, obviously. There's people who are more educated than I am who could look at those and maybe find even more stuff. And I do have ways to reach me and contact me on my website so that if you find something, you can email me. I check it every day. So far, I've gotten nothing, which is why I'm excited to be doing this, because I'm hoping more people will go look at it. I'm not sure if anybody's seen it, honestly. So
when you say you've got nothing, what are you saying? You reached out, you sent out an email saying, hey, I've got all this new information on my website. I'd be delighted to come on and do interviews. And I'm the only one who contacted you and said, yes, let's talk about it.
I got some responses. Some of the responses were, okay, thanks, or that's great, thanks. But yeah, nobody asked to talk about it. Nobody asked me to explain anything to them. I don't know if they're busy. I don't know. I haven't gotten any emails from my new website, so I assume that means no one's been to the website, or maybe they just went, saw what they wanted, or they're just other people like me who don't even really know what they're looking at. And so they feel overwhelmed and don't know what they're seeing. I'm not sure. So.
All right. Well, let's try to change that today. Guys, for those of you who are listening, please spread this information far and wide. And many of you are very active. And I know some of you know producers at the Stu Peters Show and others. So please do reach out to these folks in the alternative news media. Share this interview with them. Give them Melissa's contact information and website. They can email you right through your website, Melissa. Is that right?
Yes.
All right. Final screen share here, guys, today. Melissa could really use your support. She sacrificed her career at Pfizer to speak the truth. There's a picture of her with James O'Keefe over at Project Veritas, doing great work over there. And if you want to support Melissa, how does GiveSendGo work? Is it a one-time donation, or how does that work?
I think you can, it's mainly one time. I don't think I have anything that's reoccurring. I think you can set it up for reoccurring, but I haven't gotten anything like that. You can just make a one-time donation, or you can even pray or send a prayer and I get to read them, things like that. Yeah, I would appreciate any type of donation, whether it be, you know, a prayer or monetary, because, you know, but I also know times are hard for everybody right now. So,
well, my fear is that times are going to get more difficult, and that's all by design, as they shut down the food supply, as they crash the stock market, as they strangle the economy. And guys, I'll remind you, this is the website, Melissa's new website, disciplesdigest.com. Our guest has been Melissa McAtee. Thank you, Melissa.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. And friends, thank you so much. Our supporters at Subscribestar, thanks for keeping us in the fight for truth and real news. The same can be said for those of you who are members at sgtreport.tv. And guys, of course, every day for free, Visit us directly at sgtreport.com for real news, the antidote to corporate propaganda and Mockingbird mainstream media lies. May God bless you and your family. Bye-bye.
They've never sequenced this or any other so-called disease-causing virus.
How do we spread the fear more powerfully? That was the question. That was the challenge that was given to this group of medical bureaucrats and the MI5. You know, so they were very overt about the desire to spread fear.